Hey entrepreneur, this is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Welcome to another potentially profitable episode of the Marketing Minute. Ladies and gentlemen, today I'm really excited because I want to talk to you about one of the most overlooked and for some reason totally ignored potentially profitable profit centers hidden in your business, product, or service. For a moment, I want you to pretend, or maybe you're not pretending, that you live in a very upscale area where the houses, condos, townhouses all start at around $400,000 and easily go up to about $2.5 to $3 million. So you get the idea of the type of area we're talking about and the type of ambience, the nice parks, well-performing schools, and other nice upscale businesses in the area. Now, for a moment, I want you to pretend that there's a retail appliance center, and let's say it's only a single location and it's a non-franchised retail appliance center, but the owners are incredibly marketing savvy. Now imagine this. They know, because they've already run their numbers, their ideal customer is worth anywhere, and we're talking lifetime customer value, is anywhere from a 5 to 7 year period, and it's anywhere from, say, $750 on the low to about $11,000. Because remember, you talked about this upscale area. So when these people make an initial purchase, they live in these kind of homes and townhouses, and then they move, maybe they upgrade and get new audio and retail goodies, you know, the fancy computers and the upgrades, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they have friends and family who maybe come over and watch the Super Bowl, the World Series, NASCAR, some fancy concert with some superstar pop artist or country western, whatever the case may be. So hopefully I've set the picture for you. Now, here's the point. Imagine there's a nice mom and pop pizza sub shop place in, you know, within, say, a 5-6 block radius. Here's the joint venture initially, the savvy retail appliance center, and it doesn't have to be a retail appliance center, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just using that as a concrete example to get your mind focused on what's possible. Remember, conceptually, 7 + 3, 8 + 2, 9 + 1, 14 - 4, 40 / 2 - 10, mathematically all equals 10. So meaning there's different avenues, strategies, techniques that you can use to get there. That said, imagine this. Imagine you order a pizza. It's a Saturday afternoon. You're binging on Netflix or Hulu or, you know, whatever floats your boat. Maybe you're watching a sporting event. You got friends and family over, whatever. And you decide not to go to the nationally franchised pizza places. You call that local place who has that special sauce you like and that whatever they put on those barbecue wings, you know, everybody always goes crazy for. And you imagine, you order 2 large pizzas and 50 buffalo wings and 2 large liter sodas. And about 15 minutes later, the doorbell rings. You open the door and there they are with your hot food. You pay for it and close the door. That sounds about average, right? Well, this isn't about being average. Here's what's going on. When you open that door, the employee, the driver in this case, of the mom and pop pizza sub place confirms what you ordered. You say how much, and they just hand you the pizza and all your stuff and wink and say, "This one's on us. Have a great day." Now, first of all, ladies and gentlemen, this was a $30 investment, $35 investment on your part. And you were just told it's on the house? What would be your reaction? Exactly. You think you're going to tell a few people when you get back to work? Yeah. If you own your own business, you think you're going to share this experience? Yeah. And do you think that you'll probably order from this place again? Pardon me. Yeah. You got that right. Now, what's the point of this? In reality, behind the scenes, the retail appliance center paid for this. And that's why you also have a sealed envelope in there saying, in quotation marks, red print on the outside of the envelope, you definitely deserve this. So when you flip it open, first of all, there's going to be an extremely time-sensitive, say, 7 days, not 7 business days, 7 physical days, bounce-back offer from that pizza place, meaning you order again, and as long as you say order over $10, they deliver it free, and you save 15% or 20%, whatever it is. But here's the other thing that's in there. An extremely time-sensitive gift certificate to the retail appliance store. Side A of their index card invites you to enter their free drawing for a chance to win a $5,000 custom deluxe home entertainment system, whatever that entails. And side B tells you simply by coming to the appliance center store before this 10-day window, and not 10 business days, 10 physical days, so it may include some weekend days in there, Saturday and Sunday. The point is, if they come alone before this hand-printed date that the pizza place is going to write in there, they save 10%, something low, in other words. On the other hand, simply for dragging a friend who's at least 18, they save 40%. Up to $1,500. And that's the other thing. The 10% savings or the really low savings, they only get to do it up to $500. So in other words, what you're trying to ethically bribe them into doing is dragging somebody with them. Because think about it. When they do that, they're promoting for you. You don't have to go on television an extra time, do you? You don't have to pay for an additional Sunday newspaper insert, do you? You don't have to pay for an additional primetime radio ad. So you're saving a ton of money. And because you know your lifetime customer value, you understand the fact that you're going to leverage both their personal and professional network from now on for literally pennies on the dollar. And if you're a savvy single location pizza place, here's the way you spend that. And again, you don't approach strangers. You approach a retail appliance center that you already have the owners, you know, mom and pop, they're single. They're not a franchise where you're already on a first name basis with them because you, family members, and your employees all shop there. And if the retail appliance center is sharp, they'll give you and your employees lifetime customer discounts of, say, 25% as soon as they spend over $500. This way here, you know they'll come back because they're going to save X. And here's the way you do it. You just give them a lifetime laminated card. And it has, ladies, not the day, you're born, just the month and the day. And if they're married, this man or woman, you put that date down. And this means on those 2 days, they get to come in and they save 50 or X percent off, whatever you want to do, on any purchase, and say up to $1,000. And every time they bring a friend with them and they flash this card, they save 40% on their purchases up to $1,500. And the reason why you want to do this is because you want them perpetually buying from you over and over and over. But more importantly, you want them constantly bragging to friends and family and jumping on Facebook and taking videos and posting pictures on Instagram and TikTok and all these other things. Maybe their kids, you know, would be posting on TikTok. But the point being, you want this massive viral tsunami explosion, word of mouth, for literally pennies on the dollar. And I hope you can see that. And ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole lot more we can hook with that. But I hope you get the gist of what I'm trying to share with you right here. The fact that this appliance center paid for that pizza, that shocked that customer into, you know, they're going to be sharing that story, you best believe it, for quite a while. And that's the word of mouth that you want. And again, it doesn't have to be a retail appliance center doing this. I'm just using them as an example to get you started. With that said, two things. Entrepreneur, if you know anybody that would get value out of this, in reality, this is probably posted in a blog post, please share the blog post with them and specifically direct them to this audio clip. Number two, if you happen to have a podcast that's based around entrepreneurship, small business, service providers, lead generation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and you're proactively looking for guests, I'd love to be a guest on your show. Please reach out to me via my blog, youcanmarketonlinenow.com, and just put potential podcast guests. Or if you'd like paid professional help, just put in on my contact page on my blog, youcanmarketonlinenow.com/contact. That'll get you to my contact page. And in your subject line, you just put paid help. If you're in the U.S., we'll jump on a 15-minute discovery call and see if we can't help each other via joint ventures or by you getting some paid professional help. And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your lack of creative marketing imagination stand in the way of you generating at least 25 to 30% more profit in the next 90 days or less, provided you know what to do and why. This is Mark Newsom, Mr. Marketing. Looking forward to being with you again very shortly, entrepreneur, on another episode of the Marketing Minute.